Daryl Hall, Laughing Down Crying album.
Mm-hmm. That record came through an A&R person in New York when I was kind of riding the Jonas Brothers wave. I met with someone in New York at a label, at Daryl's label, and they said, hey, would you ever be interested in working with Daryl Hall? And I said, are you kidding? I mean, bring it on. Like, how do we do this?
How much do I pay?
Well, I mean, kind of. So I ended up saying yes, and I was actually on tour with Nick Jonas' solo tour, and the drummer, Michael Bland, and I ended up going up to Daryl's studio. They've got a studio up in Connecticut. It's kind of the home base for the Hall & Oates touring scenario, and they have a studio in there, and it's not Daryl's house when you see that on TV. It's a different place. It's a farmhouse that they had bought, or maybe it was a barn, but back in a long time ago, I don't know, 80s or whenever. But it's their studio, and Daryl lives nearby. So they have a house engineer there, and they basically said, come on up and let's just see what happens. So we did a 5-day session and cut, maybe it was 4 days, but we cut, you know, 4 songs. And the last day we had finished a lot of the tracking, and I was flying home to LA the next morning. But I got a call the next morning, and it turned out that one of the bass and guitar player in the band, T-Bone Walk, had passed away overnight. And I was like the last guy to see him as we were packing out of the studio at 11 o'clock the night before. And he was all stoked on, we're going to do more. This is just the beginning. You know, he was Daryl's MD and
musical director,
kind of ran the music for the live band, and, you know, would always come with him in the studio and so forth. And at that point we had only done rough vocals. So a lot of times Daryl will, the way he writes is he'll sing kind of temporary lead vocals with,
which are probably incredible.
I mean, they are, the melodies are there. It's just the words are not fully fleshed. So they're can be gibberish. They could be something that might become something, but it's not a final vocal. So we had done that. And then he likes to stew on those, you know, drive around in his car and then write the real lyrics and then do the vocal session later. And unfortunately we were kind of interrupted by his best friend and MD, you know, having a heart attack and passing away. And it just really freaked everybody out and kind of put a stop to the project, obviously. And I don't know, a couple of months later when it was time to maybe pick it up again, it didn't work out for our schedule. So he ended up finishing the songs without me. So that's how that works. And sometimes you don't really have control all the way to the end. But, you know, still my tracks and I'm still the producer, but I didn't get to finish them with him. But really the highlight of that project, besides just, you know, hanging with one of my heroes and working with him, was hanging with T-Bone Walk, who became one of my heroes, you know, within minutes, because he's so amazing. And honestly, then I realized, wow, that's the guy that played bass on Joining a Fan Club by Jellyfish.
Oh, nice.
And I would ask him about all that stuff, and it was just a great, great hang.
Well, basically, when Daryl Hall and John Oates would play together, he'd be the third guy if there was a three-piece.
Totally. Just such a great bass player, such a great guitar player. You know, you can't make a mistake. One of those guys, if you ever know those kind of musicians, it's like they can't do it wrong.
His band now seems like that. You know, when you watch them on Daryl's house,
right?
They just seem to have such a good vocabulary,
yeah,
musically.
That's what happens when you work with like older musicians. You know, they've just seasoned.